This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese fighter jets briefly crossed the sensitive median line of the Taiwan Strait as China began drills around Taiwan in anger at President Tsai Ing-wen's meeting with the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Reuters. Lauren Anthony with more.
In the Chinese and Taiwanese capitals, residents reacted to China's move. Wang is from Beijing.
Military exercises are what we should do. It's good to beat Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen to death. Let's take Taiwan with military force. Personally, I think I will join a war against Taiwan, even if I'm just carrying cannon shells.
In Taipei, Liu Qihao said he didn't think the drills would create security concerns for Taiwan and that, quote, everything that China does is to push the limits. China's People's Liberation Army said it had started the combat readiness patrols and joint sword exercises around Taiwan.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Ukrainian artillery has been deployed to the Donetsk region, where soldiers have been repelling Russian soldiers on the front line. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
A Ukrainian Grad rocket is maneuvered to point to Russian positions in the eastern Donetsk region, where tense battles have continued to rage. When ready, the rockets are fired. The soldiers fired using coordinates received from commanders and quickly sped away to avoid detection. A Ukrainian serviceman operating the weapon, known as Voron, said he thinks the counteroffensive in the Donetsk region will be harder than it was in the Kharkiv and Kherson regions, saying, "It will be very difficult, but we can do it. We know why we are doing it." The move by the Ukrainian military comes as Russian forces pounded provinces of Ukraine that are annexed but not fully under their control, including the Donetsk region. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis, and this is VOA News. The head of a Ukrainian rescue organization says the organization has brought dozens of children from Russia where they had been taken during the war. More from Reuters, Jillian Kitchener.
A familiar embrace as children were reunited with their families after crossing the border from Belarus into Ukraine. The reunion of more than 30 children follows a complex rescue mission after the children were allegedly taken to Russia or Russian-occupied Crimea from Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Kyiv estimates nearly 19,500 children have been taken to Russia or Russian-occupied Crimea since Moscow's invasion in what it condemns as illegal deportations.
The U.S. state of North Dakota lawmakers have named Denise Lajimodiere as the state's poet laureate, making her the first Native American to hold that position. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The Ojibwe educator is a citizen of the Turtle Mountain Band and the author of award-winning books of poetry. She's also an expert on the history of abuse at Native American boarding schools, and she writes about issues such as the legacy of those atrocities and how Native children will be treated in adoption proceedings in the future. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Chinese health officials defended their search for the source of the COVID-19 virus and lashed out Saturday at the World Health Organization after its leader said Beijing should have shared genetic information earlier. The WHO comments were offensive and disrespectful, according to the director of the China Center for Disease Control and Prevention. He accused the WHO of attempting to smear China and said it should avoid helping others politicize COVID-19. The global health body's director general, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said March 17th that newly disclosed genetic material gathered in Wuhan in central China, where the first cases were detected in late 2019, should have been shared 3 years ago. An analysis that was the basis of a highly criticized recommendation from Florida's Surgeon General cautioning young men against getting the COVID-19 vaccine omitted information that showed catching the virus could increase the risk of cardiac-related death much more than getting the shot. That's according to drafts of the analysis obtained by the Tampa Bay Times. The recommendation made by the Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo last fall ran counter to the advice provided by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.